Girl, I was looking at this home inspector's video where he goes and he inspects new homes before people move in. And this lady was about to basically buy a house, and people broke into the house and tore it up.
No.
That shit looked crazy.
But see, that's the bittersweet part about social media is that, like, you show the world will show you back
Yeah.
for sure.
I was thinking about getting certified and licensed to do home inspection, but then I had to think, girl, you got kids, they about to be teenagers. They cannot know that you're not gonna be home for hours.
I'm screaming. Well, you can
And
still.
the fact that they have to crawl through like these crawl spaces, and I don't like spiders. So I'll be able to tell you your whole house is good, but I can't tell you nothing about the underneath. I'm not going in there. I'm not going in there. But yeah. I like looking at people's houses. And I know I would be a stickler for finding shit that's fucked up. But I don't know. I like following his page because he be going in. Sometimes nice houses, sometimes houses that are overpriced, and you see all the fucked up shit they try to hide that's messed up about it just to sell it. Get you good insight. But anywho, welcome to Call Me When You Get Up.
Call me.
Call me when you get up. If my name is Shan, that
And I'm
is.
Gigi.
And we are here with another one. This is something people don't talk about often because nobody really wants to think about not being here tomorrow. But we're humans, okay? We are not gods. And yeah, that's a possibility that nobody wants to think about. I wanted to talk about this because, yes, it sounds very dark, but if tomorrow doesn't happen, then what was my mindset when I was thinking about this episode? It can be complex. You can either choose to be real about it or you can choose to be dark about it. I choose to be real about it. And no matter what your cultural norm is we're all going to get to a point where we're not here anymore. How you want to be remembered matters. How you want to be treated matters. How you want people to appreciate you in your absence matters. And I just want to pick Gigi's brain about her thoughts on it. I'm going to share my thoughts on it, but I want people to think about their thoughts on, are there things that you want to do in life that you haven't even attempted to try? Are there places and experiences that you said you wanted to do by now that you haven't? And what's stopping you? What's in the way? Are you actively making a plan to do so? Are there friends or family that you had relationships or have relationships that you want to make better that you haven't even started the work? Can you start the work? Are you ready to start the work? Do you want it to get better? And are you happy with your stance in people's lives if tomorrow didn't come? And if you're not happy with it, what are you doing to correct those things? Also, I wanted to talk about how do you feel about you thus far? Okay, because a lot of people can talk about how they show up at work, how they show up for their kids, how they show up for their parents, how they show up for the person that they're dating or they're married to. But a lot of people put themselves on the back burner of life. And I feel like there's no way my life could be fulfilling if I'm not showing up for myself.
Amen.
A lot of people push as if their life is fulfilling, even though we see that they're not showing up for themselves. And they tell us it's okay, but in reality, when we see them, physically, they're there. Mentally, they've been gone. And that's what I want to talk about today. So, buckle
A real
up!
deep one, yeah. Put your seatbelts on.
Yeah.
out the windows, grab a snack.
What are your thoughts about if tomorrow doesn't happen? Like, off tops.
I want to be remembered for who I am, not what I did. I think there's a lot of people in my life that I could say that I did things for, but I think, or I believe that I have so much greatness inside of me that I haven't even always tapped into. But if tomorrow I didn't wake up, I would love to be remembered for the person that I was to everybody else and not what I did for them. I don't want to be, well, maybe what I did for them on an emotional, but not a financial level, I want to say.
Yeah.
And even like when you brought up the topic, it made me start self inventory on myself on like, there's a moment in time where I was like on the go and I was going up a mountain. And then there's also a moment where I felt like I was plateauing and I wasn't really achieving anything. I was there. I was surviving. I was getting through, but I wasn't doing anything that I felt like I would want to do. I feel like I was holding myself back. Mm-hmm. But now we're getting into this new season. I start just thinking about things that will fulfill me because that question put me in a space of, in all honesty, if God forbid I got into a car accident or something happened to me, would I really be satisfied with what my life is? And if I'm going to be honest with you, I'm like, no. Like, there's so many things that I would want to do. There's so many things that I felt like I could have did before that now I'm in a space that I want to do now. And I want to at least check some things off the box before they check me off the box.
Okay. I understand that. Okay. So we're on the same page with this. All right. So the first thing that I jumped into with this is, how do you want to be appreciated? And I broke it down between friends, family, romantic partners.
You want me to answer? You want to go first?
I'm gonna explain mine and then you could explain.
Yeah, so I can see where you're going with it.
Okay. So how do I want to be appreciated from my friends? I want my friends to do something I love in memory of me or just be their best for me. Okay. Family, I want my family to love on my kids, look out for them, check in on my mom, my nephews, hang my art up, speak on my name in a good light. For my romantic partners, man, if I was really good to you, and I loved you, show that. Okay.
That's who your face, her face on your back.
Yeah. be better and learn from the things I said, even if it's for another person. Find a woman in life that truly sees you, build with her, and enjoy the rest of your life in honor of me.
That is beautiful.
Yeah.
That is so beautiful. I'll plant you a tree if I was your lover. I'll plant you a tree.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. I watered the little shan outside.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you put it like that, okay, so for my friends, I like the idea of doing something in the memory of me. I would actually want them to do something annual. That's where my little bit of narcissism comes in. Like, this is Gigi's annual cookout for celebration. But no, I'm just kidding, you guys. I think the main thing that I would want them to take away from is just the way that I uplifted them. Like, if they can leave with the mantra to go be great, mm-hmm. I think that has satisfied that I really made an impact on your life. Because that is something that, if anybody knows me, is going to know that I'm going to say that.
I would create a tag at the end of my shows dedicated for Gigi.
Oh, I love that.
You know how, like, back in the day on the 90s films, they would have and then, like, whatever the company is or whoever they're dedicating it to, I would do something like that.
I love that. I love that. That would be beautiful. Okay, so all my friends, listen to Shan. Listen to Shan. For my family, I would just want them to stick together. I think that what I've seen just growing up, especially the generation, like with me and anything and anybody younger, that we were so much closer when we was growing up. And now people are very distant and we all live, but we don't all live in the same state. But there's a few of us that do live in the same state and we don't spend enough time with each other. Yeah. And I would just hope that me leaving will help them come together and find a way. That would be the moments where I would want them to have like a memorial service where it's guaranteed that at least for the first 2 to 3 years that everybody gets together and spend time with each other, whether it's to listen to some music, vibe out, be great, talk great about each other. But I would want them to be able to kind of stick together. And then for my lover, my friend, my spouse, I should get a tattoo of my face on your chest. You know? Put my birth and my death day on there. No, I'm just kidding. Maybe a little bit. I would hope that they would just take everything that we've built together. No, I don't know. I'm actually a little selfish. I mean, I know I'm dead, but that didn't mean I wanted to let go. So who am I? I guess I want them to be great. But do I? I don't know. I'm a selfish lover. I feel like you're mine. Even through death. But I wouldn't want them to be great. And I guess carry little bits and pieces of me. And maybe I don't, because I would want you to move on, especially if you were younger. Like, if I died at the age that I am now and I happen to be married, like, yes, I would want you to mourn and grieve for me for a little bit, but I wouldn't want their lives to stop. I would want them to be able to know that they can love again. If he was old, then just, you're just gonna have to ride that out and just die, like, wait to die for me too, and then we'll be together forever. Cool. But at a younger age, I guess I just wouldn't want them to be happy and to know that I'm probably going to be in the next person you're going to be with. I'm going to send them. I'm going to help you pick your person while I'm up here.
I'm definitely someone, like, if my spirit leaves this earth out of my body and I have the option to linger around and do some things to people or just let people know that I'm still around, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
But you know, right now.
I would annoy a lot.
Like, every time I come home, there's something scribbled on my e-board on my fridge. Now I know I ain't do it, and I live here by myself. It's me.
It's okay. Or she might take your boot and throw it up over.
Okay. I have the books that's falling off my bookshelf every time I accept this nigga's apology. It's Shan saying no.
I think that you're lying, though. That I still think, but like, I think that's so great that you want that for your person.
Yes.
And I think I would want them to be great too, but right now, no. Just be sad right now. Just
and like
sad.
Even for my kids, I would want them to like find like a connection with me even through death.
I think that's beautiful. If I had kids, I would want that too. But I think that's a given. Especially with the relationship dynamic that you have.
Yeah.
Like I think they'll have traditions that you've created as they grew up that they'll be able to instill in themselves and the family that they'll have, mm-hmm. that they'll even have like a Shan's corner where it's like some of your drawings and your yeah. books that you wrote. I can see that. All right, I see it.
Mm-hmm. My mom would not be with this shit.
If I had a big house, I would have a Shan's corner.
Pay homage. Okay, I like that.
I'm still working on me, y'all. Don't
Okay, my next thing is, what are some things you need to do right now? I would say for me, I need to create a trust, because the older I am, the more I'm realizing that it costs money to protect money and property and assets. And before I knew about a trust, I feel like wills were pushed. Do you have a will?
Right.
For this person dies, make sure they have a will. Now I get more details as to what's the difference between a will and a trust. And a will is just not, it's not protected from, like, if the government or a company wants to go after your stuff and your debt.
Right.
And your family basically would have to hire someone to go into court to decipher and settle that before they can even do anything with your assets or anything. And I don't want that. I don't want my people to be grieving me on top of that, having to hire a lawyer that they have to come out of pocket for in order to deal with what the court wants, what these companies want versus what's for them and what do they have left from that. I don't want them to deal with that. So a trust basically makes sure your family and your loved ones gets a say first. And if they would want to take care of anything else that you left, they could do that. Finding joy in something I love daily. I feel like I do that. Making a to-do list and actually getting them shits done. I do that. Okay. People I need to show appreciation to. I don't feel like I hold back appreciation from
you.
People.
Don't.
I'm somebody where if I ain't talked to you in 6 months, I'm going to randomly call you on a Tuesday and just check in with you and see what's going on and see what's up and check in and just make sure you're good. If I do make time to come see you, we're going to have that time. It's going to be quality and I'm going to make sure you feel appreciated and it's not just like, girl, I saw you on Facebook. Hope everything is great. Peace.
I'm
like,
screaming.
You know what I'm saying? I want people who I feel like deserve to be appreciated now and know that they are appreciated by me to feel that already. I don't want them to wait for it. I want to be in a position to be able to give more to people.
I feel like there's a lot of great people
who I wish I could do more for. But I can't do that right now because that's not where I'm at yet. I want to listen more than I talk. I know a lot of y'all would believe that that's hard. Okay. I want to. Okay. I want to celebrate small and big accomplishments more and not just give them like a minute of shine.
Like, you're doing really your thing.
I really want to sit in like, you did do that. You did do that. You said you was going to do that. You did that.
Sometimes you even know you're going to do that.
And then okay. You did that. I want to sit in that more. I want to express more gratitude than I do just like shit that I'm not unhappy with. And I want to have more grace for losing people. More grace for lifestyles that people choose that I'm just like, that's not what I wanted for you, but okay. I want to have more grace for businesses because just because a person has all these cars or this house or, you know, their kids go to this school, it does not mean that they don't deal with stress and pressures that make them bitchy or make them an asshole. And just to have understanding when I see like a Yukon Denali that I like, I love this truck. It's amazing. But it's also $91,000. I want to understand like, girl, you're not here yet. Admire the truck, but know that you don't have to pay the $700 car truck note that this person gets every month and they pay it. That's why they have this truck. Like, that'll be a whole different stress for me because that's not where my life is at. So just having gratitude for what I do have, having gratitude for the ability that I, the things that I do have, I can maintain by myself. Having more grace for my mom and her trying to get in her devices and being locked in her email for 2 weeks. And having more grace for when, like, shit is not working correctly in my home. And just being like, girl, this is not the end of the world. Be happy you don't have to buy. Be happy you don't have to buy the HVAC system because you're renting. The owner. Be happy that if the water heater goes out, you don't have to buy that shit. Someone else
can buy
it. You know what I'm saying? Like, When I get a text from Ari.
Ooh, loving the conversation, Shan. Man, I appreciate you for putting this together and always being supportive to everyone's voice. Who am I? Y'all don't know who I am. I'm Drake, B. Drake with Everything Culture, the podcast for all cultures, the podcast with a purpose. And Shan knows that we have been doing this for 7 years now. Pod fam, love to support, love what we're doing. With Everything Culture, we talk about different cultures, backgrounds, traditions, social norms, and we do so by bringing guests on the show to get to know them on a personal level and learn a bit more about their lived, learned, and professional experience. And then we bring them back on the show with other individuals with shared experiences, with different perspectives, and have conversations about certain topics. If you ever want to check us out, holler at us. We're on anywhere you can type in Everything Culture. There's no I, it's an A. Get back to the conversation. We love it. Peace.
That, and he's just like, you might have to keep her this weekend because my heating unit went out again. I got to pay for somebody to come fix it. Sincerely, I sent him that text like, nigga, I'm sorry to hear that. Y'all got heaters? I'll keep her, you know what I'm saying? But the amount of times that he has had that house, and he has two AC units for that house because it's a multi-level, and that heater has given him issues, and the way you gotta find the money for random shit like that, I'm just a dog.
Right.
I'm not in the mindset for home ownership. I can't. That is a pressure I don't want on my plate. I'm okay with the water bill is $74 this month, and I'm used to it being $54. That's a pressure I can handle, but I can't handle like the heat being out. Like, no, I am in the position that I am in because the Lord knows this is what I can handle.
Amen.
And so those are the things that I'm just like, what do I need to do right now? And am I doing it? What are your things?
I don't have as many as Shan, which I want to take some of them. So I do like the idea about providing yourself with grace, giving grace to others. Mm-hmm. For me, things that I think I need to work on, if I could make it simple and think about the immediate where I'm at, is to stop overthinking my next move and just do it.
Yes.
I feel like I'm an overthinker when it comes to myself, but I'm a very go-getter when it comes to everybody else. I don't know what that is. That might be an avoidance, might be something to do with childhood trauma. Not sure. Working through that, gonna figure it out.
Yeah.
Which also plays into stop waiting to be ready. Like, I don't think I'm ever gonna be ready if I don't just do it.
To be ready.
I think that I need to specifically now to take care of my mental and my emotional energy. Mm-hmm. I think it's been going up and down, and I feel like I need to get to a place where I want to find a balance. And I know that it's the search for the right therapist for me at this point, because I do believe that, you know, working on yourself is key. Mm-hmm. But there are things that I think that therapy will definitely help. Does that mean everybody needs to do it? Yeah, I think y'all should try it at least once. And it might not be for everybody, but I think that's one of the journeys in my life that I've always said that I wanted to do, and I have done, but I didn't stick with it. And I think right now I'm in a great place to try to revisit that. So I want to work on that. And then the last thing I have is to pour into things that make me feel like me, not just an obligation, or I feel like I have to do it.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, and being more intentional with what I want to do with my life and myself.
I like those things. Those things are what's going to lessen your heart in your throat if you can't make it.
I'm telling you.
I hate that feeling of not being able, not having enough time. Or disappointing somebody I really care about, for having an argument with somebody I really care about and me feeling it too much in my body.
And I know exactly what you're saying too. Yes.
Like, please, I don't want, like, there's good closeness with a person, and then there's ill closeness with a person, and the ill closeness is with a person is their bad feels become your bad feels. Their disappointment becomes your disappointment. Their oops becomes your oops. You doing something that was not intentionally out to hurt them becomes your hurt that you carry, and you got to function in the day, and you're at work, and they just sent you this text, or they just gave you this call. I'm just like, wait!
Yes, and why couldn't you just wait till I got home? Why during my work day? Oh, I hate that. I feel like that is so selfish to do that. And I'm not telling that person that their feelings are not valid and they shouldn't be able to tell you what they how they feel. But bills need to get paid. And me being emotionally drained while I'm at work that pays these bills is not going to help us have a better conversation about understanding.
And I don't like to be snuck up on in conversation of something that we should talk about later. Like, don't call me and be like, what's up? I'm like, nothing, just do next Wednesday. Like, okay, cool. And then you talk about something in your day, and then boom, you just whip your dick out and you just start talking about something. I'm not ready for it. Wait!
So you need to plan it out?
Not I need to plan it out, but don't tell me this while you know I'm working right now. Don't tell me this or act me this while you know the kids are in the house right now.
Understand. Okay. I understand what you're saying.
Let's have this conversation when you know certain things are not happening.
Because and I can be fully present.
My mood is going to shift.
Right.
And I don't have the capacity to respectfully handle this in the way that I need to. When I'm getting a call because I'm working.
Right.
And now I have to stop you from making a point in this conversation that I did not want to have right now because I'm on this call. It's just like, and the reality is life doesn't give a fuck about what you have to do when it comes to people's feelings. Life doesn't give a fuck about what you have to do when it comes to emergencies. And life doesn't give a fuck about another person needing an answer for something right now, and emotionally you are not ready to deal with it. You do not always get to say when on that shit, and that's what I'm understanding about. But yeah, okay, let's move into are you happy thus far? Okay, I made like a checkoff list, and I'm gonna answer them. Did you have the best childhood? No, I did not. What brings me peace in that is whenever I parent my kids, I get to compare it to how I wasn't parented, how I wish my parents showed up for me and couldn't, or didn't know how. And oh my gosh. I've gotten them to this age and they have no trauma. Oh my God. I got them to this age and they did not have to experience any type of sexual abuse. Mm. Oh my God. I got them to this age and they've never had to experience me in a relationship that's really toxic or see me be abused and me have to leave and move and shift and uproot their lives. Oh my gosh. Yes. Maybe I'm not married. Maybe I'm not with their dads. But my children have never been in a house where their feet, if they walk on the floor, is dirty. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, and this is no knock to my parents or what they could or could not provide. A lot of times, your childhood is based on your parents' setup and their capacity. And if your parents don't have the right capacity or the know-how, you are going to fall into a position to deal with some shit that you probably shouldn't have to deal with. And so I'm happy with the fact that I get to kind of like live through them and their experience. Was I a horrible teen? No. So I'm happy with that. And I hope my children follow in my footsteps. Shout out to James.
Wait, I want to answer the two questions too, but go ahead.
I hope they don't never try me with no James shit like I did. Did I graduate college? Yes, I'm happy about that, but also mad about that because I got like 6 private loans and I'm just like, who paid for that?
Let me go with the questions with you so we don't got to repeat that.
Okay, come on. I did 3.
Okay, so childhood. Mm-hmm. I think I had a really great childhood, but I did have certain traumas that happened in my childhood. But I had both. I can say that I had both my parents. I went on family vacations. Mm-hmm. However, I know that there were times where I spent more time like at my grandmother's house than I did at home, which I already know that them certain things like just within me and how I perceive things. Mm-hmm. But all in all, like I think. Just growing up and understanding what other people have gone through, I can't say that it was horrible. Do I wish it could have been better? Absolutely. Were there things that I wish didn't happen? Of course. Yeah. But I can say all in all, like it wasn't the worst childhood that I had. Mm-hmm. And then the second one was I a
horrible teen?
Oh, yes. I did a lot of things. I think because it seemed very strict when I was younger. Yeah. That once I had the opportunity to have friends and be outside and I knew how to take a bus.
Oh my God.
I was outside.
He was outside.
I was outside. Okay. And then the third one?
College.
What about college?
Did you graduate? Did you go?
Yes, I did. I did go and I got 2 degrees. Okay, now go.
Okay. Dual degrees. Okay. Are you happy thus far? Fun fact, in middle school in Florida, in home ec, we had to create a goal list. I think it was like 5-year, 10-year. And when I was in 7th grade, I made a 5 to 10 year goal list. And I kept that goal poster list all the way up through college. And every time I achieved something on there, I crossed it out.
I love that.
And I wish I still had my stuff so I can show you, but a lot of my stuff got lost when my brother's baby mom put my shit in her storage and she didn't pay it. So a lot of my school stuff are gone. But one thing on there was after I graduated college, I wanted to move to New York. And I did that. And I lived there for 6 years. I worked for multiple different designers. I met people. I got to experience New York how I wanted to. And I just felt like, okay, I'm doing the things that I said I was going to do. Good. Had a kid and she's alive. Accomplishment. two of them. I would say this, having a first kid that whole first year, my heart lived in my throat. My heart lived in my throat. Having her in a car seat, my heart lived in my throat. Taking her on the bus, taking her on a train, my heart lived in my throat. Leaving her with sitters that I just hope would do their best to have my child in one whole piece by the time I get off to get her back. My heart was in my throat, sleeping in the bed with her, hoping I didn't roll over on her. every month she got to, I'm just like, yes, she's still alive. Her first birthday, I was like, yes, she kept her alive for a year. And then just got easier and easier. And I'm just like, damn, I guess I really can do this mom shit. And then I had Ari, and I'm just like, damn. she's not Ligonya. And that was a whole different experience, but I made it through. I will say the hardest stage thus far for me with parenting has got to be like 8 months to like 6 years old.
Why?
Because a lot of times your kids can't tell you what's wrong or can't tell you what somebody did to them. They can't really defend themselves how they need to in your absence. Your time is really depicted on what they need first and then how you can fit your life in to provide for them.
Right.
I always felt like I was on a stopwatch. As soon as I woke up, down to when I closed my eyes and went to bed. And that's when I had anxiety the worst, because I'm just like, oh my gosh, so much shit to do today. Every day was so much shit to do today. So yeah. I'm doing three and I'm gonna let you do it. Took my mom on a vacation and she didn't have to come out of her pocket not one time. That felt so
Oh, that's one of the things that you wanted to do.
Yeah. And I did it. So what are your three? Mine was moved to New York, lived there for 6 years, had a kid, she's alive, two of them things, and took my mom on vacation.
I didn't have it I didn't make a list when I was in the seventh grade.
I was thinking about that shit.
Yeah, no, you can keep going. Keep going.
Okay. I put this as a thing. Had a second kid, got them a comfy house.
That's beautiful.
So we've been in this house. I've never rented an apartment because apartments to me were like so strict on what they wanted all the time. So I'm just like, fuck this shit. Let me find someone who's trying to rent out a house. So I rented out a house in Atlanta. That was like some shady shit because who rented the house to me was basically the husband whose wife died and his daughter from another relationship. They went in with a company and they put the house on the market to rent out. Legally, they had no say-so because the mom, when she died, she left that house to her three children. And so they didn't say that the three children were fighting them for the house. So I was renting the house and I got some paperwork saying that I'm unlawfully there, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like asking them, like, what is this? And they were just like, oh, that's nothing. Don't worry about it. Oh, it became something because the kids ended up winning in court between them and I had to move out the house. I think I was in there for like 2-3 months.
Wow.
And so that was annoying. And so I moved out the house and then I had to look for another house to rent. Found a house to rent. Never seen the house in broad daylight. Had to see it at night. And you know when you go look at a house, you need to see it during the day. And then
yes, you have to see the street, the neighborhood, the house. If there's
anything, I was on a time crunch. I couldn't. So got the house, got another house in Atlanta, moved in, lived there for 4 years. Then I left. When I left, I just wanted to disappear from everybody and everything that I knew. So I got like a condo. And the condo was like off in the cut, like 10 minutes from here, not knowing I was going to get this house. And we were there for some time. It was small, but it was like enough for us. And being there felt like we were somewhere far away, not around anything. And that was like when me and our dad was going like to court over 20 times that year. And I just wanted something different. And so that condo was a whole issue because they were hiding shady shit. FYI, in Georgia, there's no tenant laws. So if the owner of a property has some shit going on with it or need to fix some shit, they don't have to disclose it to you. That's none of your fucking business. Okay? And so they're protected by law. I feel like they did not keep up with the plumbing in the condo, and the tree roots in the back of the condo growing through the pipes. And so we kept constantly having like plumbing issues, and they had a plumber come in with like the camera and go in there. And he said something to me that he wasn't supposed to say to me. And basically, nigga, there's roots in the pipe and they need to clear it out. And that's why you keep having this repeated issue. And they didn't want to tell me that. So eventually I got out of that condo because they forgot to give me a new lease. And so technically I was out of my lease and I was just there. And this was during the pandemic. And I was like, I'm going to take advantage of this and look for a house. This man posted a house during the pandemic that was like 10 minutes away from me. And he was like, he was renting it out for like, I think $1,100.
That's beautiful.
I was like, that's not bad compared to what I'm already paying. I was like, oh, let me go see it. So I told Anya, I said, Anya, put on your Crocs. Let's go. We jumped in the car. We went down the street 10 minutes. I pulled up to the house and he already had the door open because he was painting the living room. And he was like, hey, my name is such and such. And he showed me around the house, showed me the backyard. And in my mind, I already saw it was there. So I was like, okay, what do I have to do? And do you have any offers on it? He was like, there's one lady that said she was going to do an application, but she hasn't done one yet. Just do the application on here and then just send me your information and then I'll let you know. Girl left after like 12 minutes, went home, did the application, sent in my paperwork and stuff. And he was like, all right. He was like, everything looks good so far. He was like, I see them school loans is kicking your butt. I was like, yeah. He was like, but everything's cool. He was like, okay, great. This is the application fee. And you just send it in and then I'm cool with it. I'm just like, what the fuck? I was like, it was just that simple. And so like a week later, I didn't tell you this. I was already packing the condo up with boxes in the living room 2 weeks before I saw that house online.
Wow. You already knew you was getting out of there.
Right. And so we got approved for the house within like an hour of me seeing it. And I just scheduled like the fucking U-Haul. And I asked my friend to drive it. I packed that U-Haul up and that was it.
I love that. That's beautiful.
Yeah. So we've been here ever since. what else? Right now, I feel like I'm coasting. What's next? I don't know. I feel like I'm chilling. Some days I don't know if I'm doing enough. Some days I don't feel like I'm doing enough. Some days I feel like
you're doing too much.
Not that I'm doing too much.
No, I don't think you ever feel that way.
But like, Shan, compared to everybody else's shit, you don't have those problems. And you don't have those problems because you don't put yourself in a position to have that be a possibility. So it could be worse. But at the same time, I like the fact that none of my friends' lives are like mine. So I really don't have like that pressure of comparison. But at the same time, I am very aware that I am in a line of work I don't give a fuck about. I'm very aware that I work for a company that makes billions of dollars that doesn't give a fuck about me. But I understand that I can no longer function on if Chantal doesn't like it, then Chantal's leaving because I have two kids to provide for and make sure they have stability. Mm-hmm. So a lot of why I'm where I am career-wise is because they need me in that position, not because I want to be there. So I think in that sense, I am coasting because they need that security. But if I could have it my way, I would be probably doing home staging for a company where, you know, when people want to have like an open house, they set up a house.
I see that. There. I can see you doing that.
And like, I love that. And I would be out on the go being busy, and I'll come home, wake up and do it again and just be on the go, not like actually sitting on somebody's clock at a desk, because that is so not me. This is my first corporate job that I've ever had. All of my other jobs have been retail. So I've been very much out of my element of work for over a decade. But because I do podcasting, it doesn't feel like I'm not showing up for me. So it's kind of like my balance in that. So I feel like those are the things that I am happy with thus far, how I show up for myself. Would I like it to be more of 60% of what Chantal wants to do? The rest of percent is what I have to do. Yes, nigga. How can we get it to 75% of what Chantal wants to do? But that has to come with more money. Okay. And yeah. Even though I got a raise last week.
Hey, look, yeah, congratulations.
It's not a fuck enough.
Yeah. It's never. Usually it's never enough.
But at it's least not enough. Have. But again, we're practicing gratitude. But yeah. Those are my things.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. What are your things? What are you happy with thus far?
That I wake up today and yesterday and probably most likely tomorrow. My dog, she's still alive. And I know that sounds like really crazy, but when I got her, it was more of like a luxury type idea because like I was with my partner at that time.
Yeah.
And we had our place and like it just seemed like the dog was gonna complete everything, even though I wanted a dog for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to learn that there's a lot of responsibility that comes with a dog. And unlike a child, eventually a child could tell you, like, if their head hurts, their stomach hurts, or if they fell and something is wrong. I had to learn that. And it's an investment that only comes back to me on an emotional level.
Mm.
Because I feel like the fact is it's very expensive to take care of an animal, especially if you are taking care.
Yes, if you're doing animal care in the right way, it's expensive. And that is why I do not have a dog. That is why I'm okay with the landlord being like, no, no pets. Cool, sir. I don't want to get that right now in no way.
Look,
it's like having another kid.
I'm going to say yes and no because I don't have kids. But I can see how the responsibility of taking care of someone that's not yourself. Yes. But I think kids are, they're definitely... different, and they live longer. There's a lady
right now fighting the IRS in court to make having an animal that you take care of qualify as a dependent. And I hope she wins.
I hope she does too, because I'll put my dog on there.
The amount of money that my friend spent on their animals. Those vet bills? Insane. The fucking medicine? Insane.
Oh my gosh. Look, she has a grooming appointment tomorrow. I'm already just dreading how much I'm going to have to just pay for that, which is not always super expensive. But it's something, again, if you're taking care of your dog, it becomes really expensive. There's one point in time where it cost me almost $1,800 on a vet visit because she was sick and we couldn't figure out what it was. Mm-hmm. And I looked at her and I just started playing End of the Road by Boyz II Men. I was like, girl, I don't know how we're going to do this. I don't even think they have payment plans. But... because I was really good at my finance at that time, which is very interesting because I still use a credit card, but she was saved and she lived another day. So I am grateful that my dog is still here. Mm-hmm. I do believe that I don't think I'll get another dog after her, for sure.
Everybody says that.
But a lot of people get dogs again. I'm okay.
I've had a dog under my mom's supervision, but never had like a dog solo that like, Chantal, you chose this. This is your responsibility. Handle it. Never. But I do know when I do get a dog, that's how people in life are going to know. Chantal's got a man. And he's so good. Because If you think I'm gonna be doing that shit by myself,
I'm with
two kids. No, okay. That's how you're gonna know. Like, oh, she is balancing life quite well. She got an animal. That animal looks happy. It goes to get groomed. Goes to the vet when it's supposed to. That dog is huge, so I know they spend a lot of money on that fucking food. And they're thinking about getting another animal. Like, that's how you know, like, oh, she has her shit lined up now.
Yeah, no, not for me. I'm okay. I think this was a one and done. It was a great experience. I'm not trying to rush her lifespan because I love her so much.
Yeah.
But I think I'm okay. And I think the last thing that I can say at this moment in time is having the financial I don't even know how to use the word, like, just being able to be in a space where if I want to do something right now in my life, I can do it. Yeah. Like, I even considering I want to sell this house and or rent it, but a part of me is just like, selling would be so much better because then I don't really have to worry about renovating. I can just sell how it is. And I want like a condo. I want something where if something breaks, I want to just
call somebody else. Don't call me.
It's like, I don't want to have to worry about the bottom part. It's very stressful to know when something breaks in a house because it's not like there's one number that you call. Like, there's just so many things that comes into it. But I feel like I'm in a space now more than ever where I feel comfortable with the idea that if I wanted to travel right now, I can do that. I have that financial, even though I can't stay at my job. And that's probably the only reason that's keeping me there is the idea that I can. If my mom may need help or my siblings, mm-hmm. I'm able to help them and I'm not hurting or I'm not giving them my last. Mm-hmm. It makes me feel really good that I have that right now. Especially even with my bartending job getting a little change on the side.
Yeah.
It definitely helps and it makes me very happy. Like, if I wanted to eat out today or if I wanted to go buy me something on Amazon or even looking at luxury brands and jewelry, mm-hmm. I feel like I can do that. Now, I'm not rich, you guys. I'm not in a space where I'm out here trying to buy another house. I just want to buy it. I am happy that I'm in a place where I can buy things off convenience and not always necessary.
That was my life in New York. I never checked my bank account. I had 3 jobs in rotation. I'm just like, swipe that hoe.
I love it.
But also, I was fit as fuck because I didn't have time to sit and eat.
I believe that.
I was always on the go, going somewhere, going up steps, doing shit, going down blocks.
Oh, you mean like what you're doing now is just that there's no more blocks because you just got trees.
Yes, I drive everywhere here. Mm. Like, if I want to be fit, I have to be intentional that I have to go somewhere and get fit.
Understood.
Like, I miss that. That's why New York women are so fine. They're struggling.
You gotta stop.
Okay. That salad that they have for lunch is the only meal they had that day. And some coffee. And I do miss the fucking just variety of food in New York. Like, all the salad bars. I'm in Georgia. They believe in the religion of fish fry, chicken wings, American deli, and lounges. Come on, y'all. Where is the salad spots? And then if you do see a salad bar, it's in a predominantly white area where they net thousands per year, and they feel like this is where we want to put this. So, what are you saying? Nobody else deserves to be healthy or have healthier choices. Mm. Like, it is very, like, irritating food-wise here. You really have to look for spots. And then if you do find a nice food spot, there is no fucking parking, bitch.
I believe that.
And I feel like, sidebar, I would like to say that is another way where the government and the counties discriminate against people who may not live in the area is by making the establishment unreachable by outsiders. You have nowhere to park here. Your house is not down the street. The probability of you coming into this pub or this pizza spot or right. this ice cream shop or this burger spot is probably not going to happen because you're not going to find anywhere to park. Like, y'all not slick. But, yeah. All of that shit. All of that shit. And I want, when I get a dog, I want to be able to be like, I'm going to New York for the next 4 days. I don't want to pay for a sitter. I have enough money to pay for this big ass dog a ticket they sit beside me. If I ain't got that money, I don't want it. Because as much as I like little dogs and I think they're cute, I don't see the point in buying a dog that won't protect me or my home.
Yeah, I get that. But I feel like my dog does protect me. She's going to let me know somebody coming now. I don't know if you're able to stop them, but I'll know that they're coming, for sure.
Yeah, they're good alarms because mm-hmm. I did watch my friend's dog. They let me know every damn squirrel, cat,
yeah,
postal person, Amazon person that was going to come. But, yeah, it's just a lot. And I don't believe in treating animals like they don't have feelings or they don't deserve to be treated correctly. I'm not gonna get a dog and just tie him up outside and be like, I got a dog. For what? What type of life is that?
That's protection.
No, protection is the fact that you're big as fuck. I feed you. I take you to your appointments. I groom you. Your nails get cut because you're not fucking up my floors. There's rules in here. I'm gonna talk to you like every black person talks to their animal. Like, you understand English, and you're going to know the do's and don'ts of this house. And if you hear anything, you better let a bitch know. And I want to give my dog a first and last name.
So it's not your last name. It's going to just give it no, your own.
You have a first and last name. Like, I automatically know I'm going to have a dog named Frank.
I think that's so cute. My dog has a full name. It has a first, middle, and last name.
I love that.
Yeah. And I changed the last name to mine before because it
yeah,
was my
oh my God. And I'm tagging that ass, okay?
Yeah. But I agree with everything you said except the idea that sometimes, and maybe because it's like my dog and she's small, and I'm not saying all small dogs are like this, but she act like she pay bills here.
Oh.
She don't pay no bills here.
I feel like that's what animals do when they're loved correctly. Oh, you comfortable. Like, when your friends, like, come over to your house enough to be like, I'm about to stretch out on your couch, girl. Go back to business. Go in your room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You feel welcome here.
Okay, nice. Well, I don't like that. Like, she literally has, like, a bed in, like, each room of the house. So I have two floors, yeah. And then I have a bed in my room, I have a bed in the hallway, I have a bed downstairs in the living room, there's a bed by my sister's door, and I think there's a bed in the basement. She gets to choose on any of the beds that she want to be on.
And she'd be on everything else. I used to sleep with my it was a boxer and a pit mix. She had a big bark, very intimidating to strangers, but let that hole rain. Girl, you bitching up. You under these covers, ho.
I'm screaming.
What is this about? But she was cool with me. She was cool with me. Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Tweets. My tweet is from Dark Girly. It says, I tried to meal prep for a week and I ended up eating everything in one day. That is real as fuck. When I meal prep, I purposely have to do it closer to the end of the night where I don't have time to eat more than I can. And I can put all of the containers in the fridge and know that I'm going to be sleeping. So that's why I'm not coming back in here to pick through these hubs. Or it has to be my office week where my time is really non-existent and all I have time for is the fact that I'm going to eat this for lunch. I'm going to have a yogurt. I'm going to pack an apple. I'm going to have a banana. By the time I get home and feed the girls, I'm not hungry.
That's really good. Do you have a favorite fruit?
No, but what I've been loving, but they can be kind of pricey, is the passion fruit.
I've been getting into pomegranates lately.
The dragon fruit.
The yellow one or the pink one?
The pink one. The yellow one gonna make you be in your bathroom
all day. Yeah. I was gonna ask you.
But the pink one doesn't make me do that. But it has good antioxidants in it. I love me pineapple. It can't be like super cold. I love me pineapple. Mango in season. I do not like stringy mangoes. Watermelon when it's hot outside.
I like watermelon all the time. I just know that when it's not in season, they're not good.
A lot of people don't know how to pick watermelon and cut it up and put it in those containers. And I look at those containers that should be looking mad dry. I'm just like, who the fuck cut this? Or they cut the pineapple and the pineapple look white. Who's eating that? Clearly, you know it's not sweet.
Right. But some people just pick and go.
You know what I do eat in a very sensual way where we have to cut the cameras if I'm eating it. Hi!
Say hi.
Hi!
Don't act shy now. The half-cut peaches that's sitting in the syrup, like the vanilla syrup or the cinnamon syrup. Oh my God, Gigi.
That's not usually where I go for, but that sounds like very
so
enticing.
Good. It's probably like $6 a jar, but listen, put it in the fridge, pop that hole open right before you go to sleep. Oh my God. So good. So good. So good. Yeah, I can't wait for spring and summer so I can immerse myself in fruit.
My tweet from Philosophy of Life. I'm on there like a lot, y'all. And it says, we can always begin again. I thought it was a fitting quote for the episode.
We can.
That, like, if tomorrow is not promised, that you can always know that tomorrow will start a new day for you.
We can.
You can start right now. I don't want to say start tomorrow because we don't know if we're going to make it tomorrow. But you can start right now. You can change something right now.
No shade. It's a choice on how people take this. But let's say if tomorrow did not come for me, I'm not going to be mad.
God forbid. Go ahead.
I'm not going to be mad about it. Because if that means I get to go back in my mind where I don't have to pay no more bills, nobody's calling my name, and I ain't got to get up. Take me there. I want to go there.
No. No, Shan. No. Well, I like that. I like that. I just feel like it'll be instant relief.
Like, what you mean? I ain't got to pay that car payment on the 24th?
Take me there.
Oh my God.
Shan. Well, you're not going anywhere. Not anytime soon. So I'm sorry.
Oh my God. Some people would be like, oh my gosh, you know, nobody's here. It's so quiet in here. It's so sad. What is that like? What is that like? I'm trying to give you some of that. But just like you said, you think you want a condo. I want a big loft apartment where I could put different artwork all over the walls and just have like things in my apartment that make it feel like very museum-ish, but very cohesive. And just enjoy, because I live in America. You don't own shit here. You don't own shit if you have a house. You don't own shit if you have an apartment. You don't own shit. Somebody's ready to fight over your everything.
Right.
So at a certain point, get the thing you want, enjoy the thing you like, or ride that hoe out. My dear friend, fuck it, get it how you live, but own your shit. It means there's a responsibility in the choices that you make. Who am I to judge how you get your money? Who am I to judge what you do to get your money? At this point, whoever you think is doing things in an honorable way, they're not. Somebody's always cutting corners somewhere. And don't you dare look at this government or these politicians like they're on the up and up, because clearly, clearly they are not.
Mm. Say that. Say that.
And the older I get, I'm just like, who am I to judge? Who am I to say this person is wrong? Except when it comes to crimes against women, crimes that are based in racism, and crimes against children. Because
say that.
What the fuck? Pedophilia will never be a sexual orientation over here. Okay. Other than that, I understand why the drug dealer is a drug dealer. Because the only thing that makes it okay is the fact that the pharmaceutical company is getting a legal cut. The IRS is getting a cut from the pharmaceutical company. So they're just like, okay, this could be legal. If y'all was getting a cut from the drug dealers, y'all made that whole legal too. And the whole fact of y'all still fighting against marijuana being legalized, y'all not mad that people are using marijuana, y'all mad that y'all can't come to a decision on what your cut is going to be like.
Right. That's really what it is.
Let's be for real. Y'all was putting cocaine in Coca-Cola.
Like, yes. Yes.
Serious.
Yeah. She's, I wish I could see her face right now. She's livid right now.
I'm fed up with the bullshit of society. Like, stop playing. Y'all knew exactly what y'all was going to be doing over there in Gaza. Y'all wanted to kill those people to the point where y'all could sell off their land.
Hmm.
Now that's what y'all fighting over. Who gonna build what where? Wicked. Because I ain't never hear God say, oh, this property over here belongs to you. Never.
Well, I spoke to him last week and he kind of told me that I'm all right. I got this little space in the back. It's mine. He said I could take it if I want it. I don't know.
My God.
Okay.
My Lord, be very simple.
My dear friend is...
Let's go.
It is okay that you have a 9-to-5 or a 10-to-5, whatever those 8 hours of your day, to help you pay them bills. But don't let that define you.
Please.
Find something that's going to really feed into your spirit, because you realize that if tomorrow is not promised, what was something that you did for yourself and not for the company, organization that honestly sees you more as a number than actual person?
Yeah.
And so take chances on yourself. Find hobbies. Find something fulfilling. If you're a type of person that is into business ventures and you want to become an entrepreneur, do that too. I know that's not for everybody, but tap into something that fulfills you, because those 8 hours may pay them bills, but you might find something that you can fall in love with that can help you pay your bills too. We're in that day and age where opportunity is just about just getting noticed, getting that one viral moment. It'll change the game for you.
Thanks. And what was I going to say to that? Read your 2026 work handbook. It has been updated, so all of the funny cool shit y'all was doing last year at work is probably in that handbook as means to you being fired. Okay. A lot of jobs have updated their handbook where there can be no dancing on the premises. There can be no meta glasses worn on the premises. Read your handbook, because I know a lot of people are buying that shit now. And I know a lot of companies are going to be making smart glasses. And if your company has Wi-Fi on the premises and they pick up the fact that you have glasses, and your name is connected to that shit, kiss your employment goodbye.
That's deep. I did not know that. I'm actually going to go check my workbook.
Yeah, they updated that shit.
My employee handbook, I mean, yeah.
We have to do modules for like each year to update. Yeah. And they might put it in there as like things that they put in there that's new. But just like technology is updating, they're updating that shit. And so pay attention to it, because I don't want you to be, you know, doing the butterfly on a Wednesday on floor 16. And then HR sends you an email like, we saw you on camera 83. Come see us.
Is this you doing the butterfly?
Okay. So, yeah, just want to toss that in there. Anything else before we go, Gigi?
Don't forget to be great.
Did you enjoy your Black History Month?
I'm enjoying it now. Yes, I can say that I have been trying to surround myself around more Black excellence than any other race at this point, this month so far.
Did you learn anything new?
Did I learn anything new?
I learned a few things new.
Tell me, because I'm very curious. Because I'm
what would be new? Don't ask me what her name is, but I can't remember the name, but I know it's created by a Black woman. You know how at the doctors, when they swab your mouth or your body part to see what type of bacteria is there, and they put it on that circle thing to check to see
what it is?
That was created by a Black woman. I never knew that.
Okay, I didn't know that.
I was like, look at this being just amazing. What else did I learn? There's so many things that were told to us as kids about Black history or history in general that when you dig, you find out that, oh no, it was a Black person that created this. It was a white person's name that was at that place, that lab that they put with it. And so we think it's their thought.
Yeah, like with Henrietta Lacks. I remember when I read her biography.
They were trying to dim our light. And look how long it took for her family to get, yes, we did do experiments on your mom's body or your grandmother's body, and we do owe y'all compensation for that. Look how many years they've been fighting for that.
Yes, years, generations, yes. To the point now there's a book and there was a movie on top of that.
Shit like that pisses me off. I will say this. It is February of 2026. I haven't seen any films about Black people being harmed or mistreated that have pissed me off. And I would like it to stay that way, because I don't need any more reason to despise people in their ignorance.
You know what? I love that. I noticed that I haven't seen that either. That is really good.
Yeah. I want to say the last film that I saw that pissed me off that to that point where I was just like, tomorrow I got to stay in the house, because if I see a person who is not like me say anything, I'm about to go the fuck off, was When They See Us. That shit had me pissed off.
How do I feel like that movie?
It's on Netflix. It's about those four boys in New York that got blamed for that girl's
movie. Oh, yes. And they were actually innocent, and then they still got locked up, and then they eventually came out. Yes,
yeah,
no,
that shit.
Yeah. I didn't completely watch that. I didn't.
And then that movie that year, about that Hispanic boy that was getting mistreated by his parents at home, and the teacher knew something, and it just went through the loopholes, and they ended up killing him. That shit pissed me off. But yeah,
how did you end up watching these? Like,
it was on Netflix.
There's certain commas I don't.
There needs to be a disclaimer. If this shit is going to piss you off, do not watch. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit's crazy. But I haven't seen any films like that. Today, what did I watch? I watched The Hunting, where it's a show about serial killers that were told to the public to be killed or put down by injection, and they really didn't put them down by injection.
What?
It's fiction.
Oh.
But they really didn't put them down by injection, and they put them in a prison that's not widely known. And what happened was
they broke down.
The prison was blown up by like C4 on purpose, and a lot of them escaped. So they hired like the FBI and this one lady that's really good at figuring out psychopaths to basically hunt them down and find them to lock them back up, because the public has an idea that these people died, but in reality, they're released because of this shit. And so she basically has to collect them like Pokemon. It was very good. I spent hours today watching at home.
Actually, I'm going to watch that. That reminded me of something that like I kind of saw on, what was like Apple, where like they were on a plane and then it crashed and they like
had... Yes, all but that sexy man. Idris. Yeah.
You said the movie's called Hunting?
It's a show. It's called The Hunting something.
Okay.
I tweeted about it today. But yeah, it's pretty good. What else? I finished The Lincoln Lawyer, the new season.
I didn't give that a chance.
Finished that.
Oh, The Hunting is on Tubi.
Is it?
Well, that's the only way that I see it. Let me
make sure I'm saying the right thing. It's called The Hunting Party.
Okay, hold on.
There's a movie called The Hunting where it's basically these rich white people that basically got different people, and they started shooting them.
Yeah, they started killing them. They started sending them out.
That's
a
good movie too, but
okay. So I see The Hunting. Okay,
party. But yeah, they posted a picture of Iverson at a game. That man is fine.
Oh, it's on Peacock. Okay. Oh, it's on Netflix too.
But yeah.
I'm going to give it a chance.
I thought I was going to get a, oh my gosh, why are you here this weekend? And I didn't. Thank God. I'm so happy about their self-discipline. Thank God.
Are we still recording?
Gigi's like, what happened with the other one? Oh, you can find us on IG and Twitter. You know where to call. It's in the show notes.
I'm screaming.
Review, subscribe. Thank you for listening to Call Me When You Get Off. We'll be back next month. It's going to be spring. Did that come fast or slow?
I cannot wait. And I want to go shopping.
Okay. You should see my Amazon list. I know I should not be shopping on there, but y'all not about to find me spending guap anywhere else.
I'm screaming.
I'm looking for the deals, honey. Sorry, Basil's gonna have to get it. Pause. All right, we're gone.
Bye.